Dr. Mark Bubeck is known for a number of outstanding books published by Moody Press. He wrote the book The Adversary, then a book that followed that one, Overcoming the Adversary, a number of other books, but his most recent book is Protecting Your Family from Spiritual Attack. I've had the opportunity to speak with Mark on a couple of occasions. He is a retired Baptist pastor, now well along in his 80s, and he's a man that I think is very balanced in this area. I asked Mark about Halloween, and I asked him whether or not this could actually pose a danger in the day in which we live because, well, times have changed, haven't they? Here's what Dr. Mark Bubeck had to say.
Well, John, there isn't any question concerning the history of Halloween. It goes back as much as 2,000 years, really. The Celtic people and their priests called Druids were those who seemed to set aside this time of the year as a special time where spirits of the dead plus demons were very active. And so it has quite a history. There's quite a bit been written on it. And we find, especially with people that have been troubled by the powers of darkness, that this time of year is a very difficult time for them. And we associate that with the fact that there's a lot of spiritistic activity going on by people who are locked into witchcraft or its counterpart, Satanism, where they do a lot of occult things, and especially if people have been a part of that in their pre-conversion days, this time of year they really begin to sense a lot of difficulty because of this extra spirit activity that's going on. And we found that we just really need to cover people like that with much, much prayer. And also, I think it's a good opportunity to warn people, especially parents, that they would be informing their children in a good, balanced, biblical way about the dangers of getting involved with anything that has to do with occultism.
Now, Dr. Bubeck speaks as a father, a grandfather, and as a pastor and a solid biblicist. All of his books are published by Moody Press, a very conservative publisher. In his book, Protecting Your Family from Spiritual Attack, Dr. Bubeck shares a very personal experience that I know is very real. But as you listen to this, I mean, some of you, if you do not understand the reality of Ephesians 6, that we really are in a spiritual battle, you might find this story a little difficult. But I think this is the kind of thing that can happen if we do not instruct our children. Here's Dr. Mark Bubeck reflecting on an experience he had in his own family.
Our daughter, when she was about 11 years of age, began to have severe panic attacks, nausea attacks, especially that would come on her as she was going to sleep at night. And the Lord was just beginning to lead me into an understanding of spiritual warfare at that time. And I could pray over her and just cover her with the protection of Christ, and she would be immediately relieved. But as time went on, we had to do a little more serious confrontation to break that. But in the process of time, she told me that she had engaged in playing with a Ouija board on one or two occasions at a slumber party of Christian kids. And then also they had experimented with little seances and levitation. And just that much can open a person's life to some real harassment from the kingdom of darkness. And so we need as parents to be, and especially this day, informing our children carefully, using biblical texts that warn them not to become involved in that sort of thing. And if parents don't tell them, who's going to? And so I think it's just wonderful of you, John, to on your program to make it possible for parents to be alerted to talk to their children.
Now, I'm going to be real honest with you. I started talking about Halloween many years ago, and when I did, I'll tell you what, we came under attack. And I say we, I'm talking about the Nieder family, and we're still paying a price, I believe, for that attack. And God is more than able, but I would certainly covet, very much covet your prayers. As we stand on truth, as we demonstrate that the Scriptures make it clear that we are to hate evil, not delight in it, we're to be imitators of God. We are told to be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, to be transformed by the Word of God, not conformed to this world. We are to protect weaker brothers and sisters, not cause them to stumble. And I'll tell you why. When it comes to Halloween, it can be a bridge that children will cross into dabbling in the occult. I've seen it happen. And we are to distance ourselves from evil, are we not? It says, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 11. I went on to ask Dr. Mark Bubeck what parents could do in order to counter the dark influence of Halloween.
I would suggest that they read to them, for example, from Deuteronomy chapter 18, where God just forbids anything to do with spiritism and sorcery and divination and witchcraft and spell casting. All of that belongs to the world of darkness. And then, of course, the counter passage in the New Testament that is so very helpful is what Paul said to the Ephesians in the 5th chapter, beginning with verse 8 through about verse 17, where Paul reminds us that we were once darkness, but now we are light in the Lord. We're to find out what pleases the Lord. And then he says, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. And then goes on in that passage to remind us that Christians are to avoid anything and everything that has to do with spiritism, fear-producing activities that harm and hurt our children.
Our children are grown now, but when they were younger, we did our best to provide alternatives to Halloween. We would not simply take away Halloween, but we thought we would replace it with something that was wholesome and a lot of fun. Keep in mind, we do not have to apologize for honoring our God. And there is a difficult reality that we absolutely must face, and that is, our world is getting spiritually darker at every turn. And we live in a day in which people literally embrace the darkness. We've got to prepare our children to continue to walk in the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ.